الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن علي رضي الله عنه أن مكاتبا جاءه فقال إني عجزت عن كتابتي فعني. قال ألا أعلمك كلمات علمنيهن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، لو كان عليك مثل جبل دينا أداه الله عنك. قل اللهم اكفني بحلالك عن حرامك وأغنني بفضلك عمن سواك. رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrates that a slave that had a contract to earn his freedom came up to him and said, so here a mukatab is that type of slave who enters into an agreement with his master. Nowadays we don't see this because slavery is not in vogue, but at that time when they were slaves, then a slave would enter, not all slaves, but certain slaves would now enter into an agreement where the master now would agree with his slave that you buy your freedom. In other words, you work and you pay off slowly and you get a certain amount of money. Say for example it's 10,000. So slowly that slave now will start working and start earning and he'll pay. When he reaches the 10,000, now he becomes free. So it's an agreement between the master and the slave to buy off the freedom of the slave. So there was a slave of that nature who had an agreement with his master. So this slave came up to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu and he said, Inni ajiztu an kitabati fa'inni, that I am unable to pay for my freedom, please assist me. So he came up for financial assistance to Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu replied to him, Ala u'allimuka kalimatin allamani hinna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I not show you such words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should I not teach you such words which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me? Look at the reply he had given. What a beautiful reply. And he had come to him for financial assistance and what is he telling him? Should I not teach you such words, such dua, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me? Then Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu went further to say, لو كان عليك مثل جبل دينا أداه الله عنك, that if you had upon you debts equal to a mountain, through the barakat of this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fulfill those debts also. If you had debts equal to a mountain upon you, that through the barakat of this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would even fulfill those debts. Qul, so Hazrat Ali radiallahu then explained to him, Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik. Let's say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make me, or through the barakat of the halal that you give me, save me and make me independent of all haram. That, oh Allah, whatever you have made lawful for me, make it such that through the barakat of these things that you have made lawful for me, it suffices me so that I don't need to turn to haram at all. Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik. And oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you have made lawful for me, make it sufficient for me so that I don't even need to turn towards haram. And the next part of the dua, وَأَغْنِنِي بِفَضْلِكَ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through your fazl, make me independent from everything besides you. Make me completely independent of everything besides you. Make me independent of the rich people. Make me independent of the bank manager. Make me independent of asking my employer also for a loan. Make me independent of asking friends. Make me independent of asking anybody for anything besides you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful dua. Allahumma kfini bihalalika an haramik wa aghnini bifadlika amman siwak. Now, ulama explained that this dua should ideally be read at least 7 times after every farz salah. Nobody can say they are free from any financial wants. Even the rich people also are still chasing and chasing and chasing. But this beautiful dua is teaching us something, that we turn our attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He suffice us with halal so that we don't ever have to even look towards haram. And the second part of the dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you become sufficient for us from, and you suffice for us from everything besides you. You make us completely independent of everything besides you so that we only turn towards you. One other thing that's very important is very often it happens that people have got money. They got wealth, but they don't have it in cash. Sometimes they got it in other investments. Sometimes they got it tied up in a certain property. But now when they need finance, then what they do, they go and borrow from the bank. The better thing for us to do in that time is try and liquidate those assets we got. Try and convert those assets that we got into cash. That is a better thing to do than to approach the bank and take a loan on interest. This is not the style of a Muslim. He doesn't put himself into debt. When he gets into debt, If he does for some reason, some necessary reason, then also his tawajjuh is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he was perchance involved in any interest loan, he taken out a bond for example, he taken out a vehicle, a loan for the vehicle, then also he makes tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I was involved in interest. I should never have got myself involved. But it isn't a culture of a Muslim that deliberately he goes and he involves himself in interest. If he's got the money, if he's got the funds, then he may buy and he may invest in certain aspects, in certain assets. For example, there's an investment, if he's got the funds, then no problem. But to borrow money and to put himself in debt one side, to invest somewhere else, this is not the style and is not the way of a Muslim, irrespective of what the returns may be. Why should a Muslim put himself in debt? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would excessively ask and excessively make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save him from debts. Now this culture is such that debts are so, loans are so easily available, a person can so easily put himself into debt that he doesn't think twice. And this is not something that a Muslim deliberately does. In fact, at one stage in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a janazah would come, he would ask, is this person owing anybody any money? If that person was owing anybody any money and he passed away, he will tell the Sahaba that you all perform the janazah of your brother, I won't even perform the janazah. Until such a time when Mali Khanimat had come and wealth had come into Madinah Sharif now, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken it upon himself that if anybody is owing anybody any money and he passes away, he doesn't have any funds to pay it, then I will attend to that payment. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started performing the janazah salah also. So this teaches us something, that debt is not something that is light. Unnecessarily taking out loans just to get investments and to increase our asset portfolio, this is not the style of a Muslim. A Muslim always tries and stays independent from getting himself involved in any type of loans. So one more time, let us read this dua. Let us read this dua with the meaning, the first part of just to explain the meaning. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramik. And O Allah, grant me sufficient of what you have made lawful, so that I don't need for what you have made unlawful. Grant me sufficient, O Allah, of what you made halal, so that I don't need to turn to what is haram. And the second part, وَأَغْنِنِي بِفَضْلِكَ عَمَّنْ سِوَاكَ. O Allah, make me independent of everything besides you. Let's read this dua one time. اللهم اكفني بحلالك عن حرامك وأغنني بفضلك عمن سواك. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.